Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And I still have the busy throat. Joining me now from the beautiful locale of somewhere, I presume, in Utah. You're in Utah?
I am in the mountains in Utah right now.
There you go, there you go. Joining me again is the professor, the student of the gun, Paul Markle. I like to have discussions with Paul because they go in so many directions that it's just entertaining to do. So right now, Paul, when you look at things right now, there's a lot of people out there that think that there's a army being built to go against America. And I don't know that there isn't one being built to go against America. But lately, the thing has been the 87,000 new IRS agents they want, which I think they actually are trying to hire 349 armed agents out of that. I don't know what the rest of them would do. Does that worry you?
Well, it does and it doesn't. You know, what worries me is the fact that we as the people, have fallen right back into this comfortable trap again. You know, we had the 3 years of panic, and then we had the conditioned slaves that every morning got up and turned on the TV to find out what they were allowed to do, you know, how they were allowed to live their lives and so on and so forth.
Right.
And so here we are back in what we call some type of normalcy. But are we? Or are we just basically in the eye of a hurricane? You know, is the other wall, you know, hurricane technology or terminology.
Yep.
You know, it's a big circling donut, and the first wall hits you and then the sun comes out. And you're like, oh, everything's cool. Everything's great. Until the back wall comes in and hits you. And I'm wondering, are we not in a position right now where the first wall of the hurricane passed over, now the sun's out and people are acting and behaving as if, oh, everything's good. We fixed everything. And my question to you guys is be like, well, what did we fix? What is different? Or did they just like let off of the tyranny accelerator? They let off the accelerator a little bit. But in the meantime, you know, I don't know about where you're living, but gas just continues to go up. You know, we had that little pre-Christmas dip,
right?
And that was short-lived, and now it's going up. Like every time I drive into town, it's up another 8 or 10 cents a gallon.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, when is this going to end? And we have a mainstream news media that's still pretending that we don't have a dementia-riddled meat puppet installed as a figurehead dog king, and he's being given orders. And like the idea that there are people who claim to be rational, reasonable, thinking adults that don't think or that cannot accept the fact that this meat puppet is just being given, you know, scripts to go out and you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And then you go into town, and you remember 1984?
Oh, yes.
1984. I'm sure. So I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day. And, you know, in the book 1984, you had three classes of people, essentially, that the world had devolved into. You had the inner class, which was the ruling class people who got to decide. But then you had the outer class, which were the people who worked for or, you know, fulfilled the wishes of the ruling class. And then you had the what they called, they referred to as the proles, which is the bottom class. And they didn't even try, like, those people didn't have to go to room 101 to get their heads right like Winston did, you know, because they were already controlled. And, you know, in the book, they kept them, what was one of the biggest distractions? They kept them distracted with the lottery.
Yeah.
They kept them distracted with lottery.
Yep.
Right? And you know, and sporting events and so forth. So if you know 1984 and if you haven't read it, you really need to. You're way behind. If you haven't read 1984 by now, you're so far behind the curve. But go ahead and get it and read it.
Sure.
And you go to Walmart and walk around and with your eyes open, paying attention, and you'll see the proles. They're filling their shopping carts with ding-dongs and ho-hos and Cheetos and all this garbage food that's purposely designed to keep their brains weak and their bodies unhealthy so that they have to continuously. So what's insane to me, Bill, is I was in a Walmart waiting for my wife the other day. That's not the insane part. But they have little benches by the pharmacy, you know?
Right.
And she's like, I got to get this, and this. I'm just going to sit here on this bench. I don't need to walk around. So I'm sitting on the bench by the pharmacy, and just to the left of me, there's a huge display promo rack that they've installed, and it's full of potato chips and stuff, junk food, and it's right next to the pharmacy. And I thought, what a perfect example of where we are. You fill your cart full of unnutritious, non-nutritious garbage food to keep your brain weak and your body unhealthy. And then you go stand in line at the pharmacy to get whatever pills your doctor has prescribed you because you're unhealthy. It's insane.
Well, so to this end, one of the things I've been doing is I've been trying to get help. I've lost enough weight to where my doctor is now cutting back on my medication.
Good.
And I mean, it's to the point where in the next year or so, I may be coming off of all medication. And I find that to be pretty good. So I see what I understand exactly what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. I talked about this the other day. A lot of people, if we were to apply Cooper's condition code to everybody walks around in condition white, don't they?
Oh yeah, the number of people that you see or almost run into because they're looking at their phones or whatever. It's astounding. we haven't done it for a long time though, but for about 5 years, I was teaching a lot of the essentially concealed carry armed living classes, you know, and I stole this, but it was one of the techniques I would use is I would tell people, like, look, you need to pay attention. We talked about the Cooper's color code. And I said, if you want to train yourself to pay attention, I said, with your peers, if you're the first one to notice,
before you start off on this oratory,
all right,
going into the first break, studentofthegun.com. This is where you would find Paul. This is where you would find his media center. This is where you find his store. This is where you find all of his books and all of his instructional videos that he's put out over the course of time. All kinds of different things, all kinds of different stuff. Some of my favorites, like the Bebop bag. I love the Bebop bag just because of the title. It is the Bebop bag, right? What do you call it, the Bebop?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
The big bug out bag.
The big
B-O-B.
There you go.
The B-B-O-B.
There you go. We'll be right back talking to Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right. We are speaking. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Paul Markle, the student of the gun, talking about possible scenarios. Now, in the event that we were to see something go really, really bad, right, with all of these people in condition white, how much real stuff are we going to see? I mean, there's going to be a lot of people walking around going, what's up?
Oh yeah, the pay attention thing. I'll just put a cap around what I was talking about. How do you train yourself to pay attention?
Yeah.
You know, And are you not paying attention? And I would say this, it's an easy test where you live. If you live in a community, you know, small community or whatever, do people that you know walk up to you first and recognize you first, or do you recognize other people that you know first? You know, if you're out in about in town and stores or whatever, and somebody that you know comes up to you, they saw you before you saw them.
Right.
That lets you know. And what I used to do is I'd tell people to play a little game, like they get like a gift card or a coffee card or whatever. I would tell people, like, look, if you can approach me before I see you, you get it. You get the prize. But, that's the thing is, when we have people, when we have a society that's not paying attention, or whose entire focus is turned inward, those people are easy to fool, and those people are easy to control. And quite frankly, if you're a totalitarian, dictatorial type government, and all governments essentially are dictatorial up to a point. I mean, that's why we have a constitution. That's why we have a Bill of Rights, because our founders knew that. They knew it was the history of the world. So when you've got people that are paying attention, when you've got people that are calling you out on your bull crap, it's hard to control those people. So it's better. You're better off if you're the tyrant, getting people hooked on whatever the current distraction is, the TikTok right. or the this or the that or whatever. But people got to pay attention, pay attention to the cost of goods. Pay attention to the, I've talked to somebody recently and I said something about the gas, and they're like, I don't even look at the gas price. I just figure I'm going to buy $20 worth of gas and that's what I'm going to get. I'm like, yeah, but it matters. It matters. There are signals out there, Look at what's going on with the border. Nobody in the media wants to talk about it because it's not part of the, it doesn't support the narrative. But, brother, we're being flooded. We're being inundated with people that are not Americans. They're like, no, everybody's an American. No, not everybody is. The people who came to this country in 1903 because they were fleeing and they wanted a better life for themselves, and what they were guaranteed was opportunity. Not outcome, not free money, not free phones, not free healthcare. They were just guaranteed opportunity. That was it. We told people, if you come here and work, you can have opportunity. We've done the opposite now. We've essentially advertised that if you come here, our government, our taxpayers will give you free stuff. Free money, free schooling, free housing, free whatever, doesn't matter. And we'll just charge it up to the few people in America that are still out there working. It's an invasion. It's a deliberate, purposeful invasion, and it's the cliche about it's just poor Mexicans coming across the border is not even close to the truth now. There are Chinese nationals coming across the southern border. Why would Chinese nationals be coming across the southern border? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, as they come across, they get a debit card.
Yeah, they get it. They're putting them on buses.
Yeah, they get a debit card and a ticket.
And what you're not supposed to know, I saw somebody screwed up, some news agency screwed up, and they put out the reality that they're destroying the hotels that they're putting them in New York.
Yeah, well. I don't know what they expect, because they're giving away all this stuff and everything else. And I mean, first of all, when you sit around and wonder, well, where does all the money go? They've got all these trillions of dollars coming in. How come they keep operating under their deficit? And here you go, right here, just this border, just this whole invasion thing that you're talking about going on. And we're funding it. Would you agree?
Yeah, we absolutely are. Call it what you will, the unelected government. So if you have an unelected government, if you have people in Washington, D.C. that were not elected by the people of the 50 states,
right,
but are there as members of agencies,
right,
they're lifers, That and they're making decisions, not through Congress, not through elected representatives. They're making their own decisions and their own policies.
Yeah,
that is a shadow government.
Indeed,
that is a government that is not acting by, for, and of the people, but by, for, and of themselves.
I refer to it as the bottomless state. I've a lot of people call it the deep state. I just think it's gotten to the point to where we know some of the stuff that's going on, and they know that we know it, and they don't care.
Oh, absolutely. We got there with Comrade Barry Sotero, where we moved from a position of what does the Constitution allow the president to do, to who has the guts to stop me?
Right. Yeah, that's it exactly. That is it exactly. Who has the guts to stop you? So, when I think about this now, like where you're at, how far away is your closest neighbor?
Oh, I actually have neighbors that are a few hundred yards away.
Okay.
But they're all farmers. They're all ranchers.
Yeah, but I mean a few hundred yards away. If I went a few hundred yards away, I would be out of my subdivision. So you're sitting there sort of by yourself, you know?
Right? Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So the next thing I want to talk about when we get back is, what do you think the impact would be to people? And you can, I mean, don't start answering it yet because we're coming up on the break. But
right,
I mean, you know, how widespread would whatever they might do be? And I have my thoughts on this, but to me, it sort of seems like that would be sort of counterproductive, and I it'd almost be entertaining to watch it. But Paul is the student of the gun, and from that very humble beginning, his little. Our operation has grown into what it is today, which is this multi-disciplined hub where you can go and find whatever it is you're looking for. If you need a blowout kit, you can buy it. If you need to see if you need to figure out how to train with very little ammo, he's got a way. If you want to learn how to, he finished James Yeager's last book for him. I mean, he's been all over the place. He's done just about everything, and it's all available for you at studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit China in the next few weeks. His scheduled visit in February was postponed because of that Chinese spy balloon that drifted across the USA. California's Attorney General is vowing to go after the people responsible for at least two planes carrying migrants landing in Sacramento in the past few days. Bob Bonta says the planes are owned by a company that has a contract with the state of Florida to move migrants. It's perhaps one of the most unlikely of kiss and make-up stories. After 2 years of acrimony and lawsuits, the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour have suddenly announced a merger. Prince Harry has testified in court in London today, the first royal in about 130 years to do so. He's among several celebrities suing the tabloid publisher Mirror Group Newspapers for many alleged instances of invading privacy. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Markle, and I'm just, you know, we're just. Doing a few hypotheticals here and there. So let's say, Paul, that we wake up one day and Biden has gotten out there. He's just fallen over another sandbag. And when he gets up this time, he's full of anger and righteous fury. And he decides that he's going to suspend the Constitution because of the green emergency, because of the climate emergency. And for whatever reason, everybody goes along with him. What do you think that would look like on the local level? We would hear about it, right? And everybody would be like, oh, he suspended this. But how would they actually do that? Because it's one thing to talk about doing it, but if you don't have a bunch of people willing to comply with it, you're going to have some issues.
Well, that's been the great test of the last 5 years. I would actually say it's been the test going back all the way to the Comrade Barry regime, was how much compliance can we force out of these people? We have factual evidence before us right now that, you know, the SARS-CoV-19 was patented. It's a patented man-made virus. They went to the microphones and the television cameras and they looked us, the whole country right in the eye, the whole world right in the eye, and lied 3 years ago when they said they had no idea. We're doing the best we can. This is a shock. We're trying to figure it out. But they've been working on this for decades. We have evidence. I mean, they have the patent numbers. We know that the CDC patented SARS-CoV-19. We know that. And yet, who's been held accountable, Bill?
Nobody.
Really? I mean,
nobody.
We're in a position, like I said, when we talk about, they're like, it doesn't matter what the Constitution gives us the authority to do. It's who has the guts to stop us.
Yeah.
they figured out, you know, it's like a 5-year-old, you know, if your 5-year-old runs into the living room and kicks over the house plant and throws dirt everywhere and you find him doing it and you're like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Go to your room, play with your toys and I'll clean that up. But you just taught that kid that there's no consequences for your behavior.
Sure.
And just keep on doing it. And when you can literally bankrupt millions of Americans, where you can cause the death of, I don't know how many people they claim that the COVID killed. You know, it depends on the numbers, like which direction do they want the numbers to work for? You know, how scared do they want you to be?
Right.
But, they orchestrated, they created, we're talking about a country that violated international treaties against biological weapon development, did it anyway, sent it from the United States, sent the technology to Wuhan, and the WIV-1 virus gets out, and they feign ignorance. We don't know what to do. We don't know where it came from. It's a mystery. It could have come from a wet market. No, it didn't come from a wet market. I knew that was a lie from day one. But who's been held responsible for it? So you say, let's say that, you know, we talk about guns and so forth. And we have rogue agencies, whether it's the AFT or the EPA or the whatever, that are literally just creating law via memorandum, via opinion, and enforcing it on the people as though the duly representatives or the duly elected representatives of the people actually voted on it and made it a law. You know, you've got an agency that can just write a memorandum, you know, whether it's, you're not allowed to collect rainwater. Excuse me? Oh, yeah, we decided. Who's we? And when did we get authority to tell me I can't? I got 15 acres in a pond, and you're telling me I'm not allowed to fill that pond with rainwater because you said so? That's insane. But they're getting away with it every single day. And until we, as a people, I mean, Bill, we just talked about it on our radio show. The French. Okay, we love to make fun of the French for being the great surrenderers.
Sure.
The French just mustered 2 million people in protest against their government nationwide. 2 million people hit the streets to protest against their government. And here we are in the USA thumping our chest talking about how we're the land of the free and the home of the brave and the whatever. Brother, we're the best armed slaves on the planet.
Yep.
Because owning a gun doesn't guarantee you liberty. If it did, we'd be the freest country in the world, in the universe. Because we own more guns than anyone on the planet, and yet here we are having discussions about whether or not our government is going to roll over us. That shouldn't even be a discussion.
Yeah. One of the things I get asked on the morning show on Straight Talk is where's the point of demarcation where everybody decides that it's time to take up arms against the government? That's not going to be nearly as easy to muster today, is that?
No, I mean, are you kidding me? I was deeply disappointed in our country when we started playing this psychotic pandemic thing, and they started floating, oh, don't worry, we have a vaccine and everyone's going to get a shot, I thought, there can't possibly be that many stupid people in America that would willingly accept an experimental medication that just was created overnight. First of all, we know it wasn't created overnight because Pfizer has been working on the mRNA spike protein shots since 1990. They've been working on that since 1990.
Right.
And since 1990, they've known, because they created the COVID virus, is over 50 years old. They've been manufacturing and changing and modifying it for 50 years. And Pfizer tried to come up with a vaccine or a vaccination against it. And they discovered that because it is man-made, it rejects the vaccine protocol. It rejects the vaccine efficacy. And they've known about it since 1990. So if they can do that to us, if they can convince Americans to be so afraid to do what the television or the TikTok or their phone tells them to do, to participate in an untested medical experiment, or worse, a medical experiment that the designers knew from the beginning would fail. See, that's the thing, Bill. Pfizer knew 30 years ago that their MNRI spike protein would not stop the SARS. They knew it wouldn't. And yet they rolled it out anyway.
Right.
What does that tell you? Brother, I hate to say it, and it makes me sad, but like, when you're in a situation where they can just lie directly to people, but because the people are so scared or been programmed to be scared or whatever.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. I want to ask you about that because this is where my wonder comes in. And so you hold on a minute. So talking to Paul Markle. Paul is the student of the gum. He and Jared and Zach, they put together quite the package for you. And this package is quite impressive. You can find instruction. You can find product. You can buy some books. You can watch the videos. The videos in and of themselves are entertaining and informative because Mr. Markle has this, shall we say, vernacular style that I sort of dig. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Talking to Paul Markle, somewhere deep in the heart of Utah. And we've just been talking about the hypotheticals of the government and everything today. And, I mean, it would be quite the thing to see civil unrest on a big scale. But then my question becomes this, because you were talking about fear. Do you think that everybody is fearful or just oblivious? Or both?
Well, you've got a combination. All right. This is a good time for you and I to have a conversation about the book, The Rape of the Mind by Yus Mirlu. And you got it, right? You bought it and read it?
No, I have not. Tell me about it.
I told you to. A month ago.
Paul, so many books come for you, Paul. It's hard for me to catalog.
When Paul gives a reading assignment, when Paul gives a homework assignment, he expects it to be done.
I'm sorry.
So, well, the books like 1984 and Brave New World and Fahrenheit 451, those were written for people when the authors believed that the people actually had the mental capacity to read a fiction story and to understand that the fiction story was a warning, right? You know, you use fiction to get people, to stimulate people to think, and they're like, wow, that's fiction, but it could happen. Well, if you read The Rape of the Mind, it's not fiction, it's fact, it's science, and what the author does is he starts out talking about how do you condition or brainwash or mentally break an individual person. You know, how do they do it? How do they do it in the North Korean prisoner of war camps, or in communist China, or during the Gulag archipelago time in the Soviet Union? How do they do that? How do they break an individual? And then he moves from, okay, well, this is the psychology used to break an individual. Now, how do you condition an entire population? How do you condition a society to be obedient and to not question and to follow, you know, to follow your narrative? And part of that is fear, but part of it is it's not just fear alone. You have fear. You also have every situation where a person, an individual person, is brainwashed or conditioned or mentally broken. How do you break a prisoner of war and get him to sign a confession that he's a war criminal, even though he knows that he's not? Malnutrition.
Right.
You starve their brain of the nutrition that it needs to make good decisions. You deprive them of sleep or valuable sleep, or you break up their sleep. You know, distraction, constant distraction, constant noise. so that a person never has the opportunity to sit quietly with their own thoughts. And if you look at all those things, that's exactly the world in which we live. People are bombarded with constant distraction. Also, the other thing is demoralization. If a prisoner believes that his brothers are going to rescue him, if he believes that if he can hold out long enough that he'll be rescued, then he'll keep holding out. But if you can convince him that he's been forgotten, that he's been left behind, that nobody's coming, that there's nothing he can do, he becomes demoralized and he's easier to condition. Look at the Dog King. Why do you think they installed a dementia-riddled meat puppet? They installed him as the president of the United States. Why do you think they put a cackling imbecile as the vice president? To demoralize us, to show us, doesn't matter what you idiots think, you hillbilly rednecks living in flyover country who refuse to take your shots, doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what you think, we can put literal imbeciles in charge of you, and you can't stop us. That's demoralization. So you've got fear, you've got demoralization, you have never-ending distraction, thanks to the wonders of the smartphone. You've got malnutrition. 75% of the food that's in every grocery store is unfit for human consumption and should be thrown in the garbage, should be burned, it should be incinerated. Why do you think that is? All right, I got a great one for you real quick, easy. When I was a kid, if you wanted to take government assistance, food stamps, right? There were very specific, stringent requirements. No fast food, no junk food, no candy, no soda, no ready-made food. It had to be whole food, natural food. It had to be, like, if you went into a store, you couldn't buy potato chips, soda, you couldn't buy these, you know, Hungry Man, ready meal, whatever. It had to be actual food.
Right.
Right? Eggs, peanut butter, meat, cheese, and stuff like that, milk. Well, they changed that. And during the reign of Comrade Barry, they threw all that in the garbage. So now, if you got the magic free food card, you can, and they do, buy soda and, you know, Lucky Charms and bags full of potato chips, and no one will stop you. Anything you want to buy, any of that garbage that they sell as food, you can buy it with your free food card. Why would you suppose that is? If we knew, if the government knew, was the Department of Agriculture knew that people should be eating whole nutritious foods,
right?
And then they did a 180 and said, no, use your free food card, use your WIC card to buy garbage, Mountain Dew. Why would that be? Why would you do that if you knew better? If you knew better, why would you change? Why would you do that? Why would you encourage people?
Well, I mean, what they're doing is they're encouraging them to take the easiest way out. But by the same token, I only just got done with this. You know, I'm in day 80, I think, of this program I'm on. And I'm back being mobile again. I'm dangerous again. I can move around. If I had to dismount from my car, I'm not worried about that now. No problem. I can handle that. Walking plenty of steps a day, walking around with loads, you know, just going up and down the stairs, gained 17 pounds of lean body mass. And I did that by not eating all this garbage you're talking about, as an example.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about, you know, the whole, how do you condition a people to be subservient? How do you condition a people so that they're so mentally weak that they will voluntarily stand in line to participate in a psychotic mental or medical experiment,
right,
that is going to wound and injure them? How do you convince people to do that?
Well, I'm
fear, distraction,
fear,
guilt.
Well, I don't know about, see, okay, so let me give you an example. I don't know if we have enough time to do, we'll try it then. I took the vaccine because I have had issues with my lungs in the past. Since the open heart surgery, right? I kind of figured I was one of those comorbidity people that were out there, and you know, things
you were lied to.
Yes.
You were deceived.
Yeah. So, having said that, I took it because I was afraid if I didn't, even though I'd already had COVID. And I mean, COVID was tough, but it was like the rough flu. It was like a rough case of the flu for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't kill me, and that was what I was afraid of. I was afraid I would get COVID and it would kill me. Okay, so I did, and well, that didn't happen. But I still got the vaccine because I was afraid it was going to come back again. So I get it. I get the fear, depending on how the fear manifests itself. I walked right into it. I just walked right face first into that hole, into that big pole of things that they're trying to get us to do. So I'm guilty of that. I'm about to run out of time. We got to continue this conversation. Are you going to be around tomorrow? You want to continue this tomorrow?
We can talk about it tomorrow.
Okay. Paul Markle, he'll be back tomorrow to talk about it, and we'll continue this talk about what we face and all this other stuff. Find his stuff at studentofthegun.com. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. studentofthegun.com. You can find instruction. You can get some good books. You can get some good blowout kits and whatever else they've got going on. Watch the videos. Watch the instructional videos. There's many instructional videos. And coming up next, hour number two, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman again, and just so you know. And that will then from there, we'll be looking at Dean Weingarten later on in the show. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.